At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
You're listening to the True Bull Virtual Cast with Goonie and Nemo.
All right.
Is it true? Is it bull? You decide. And that's right.
It's pretty much bull. Hey, tape recorder, listen to this. Welcome to Nemosa Studios, the place to be on a Wednesday morning, April 5th, 2023. Nobody else is in the studio right now, so... This one is all on me. You're listening to episode 562. And this one is all done up, produced, and recorded by none other than Nemo. So, one day, there's this cow.
What the hell?
And he came and he said he wanted to...
What the hell is going on here?
Nothing.
Why is everything red? Why is the live button on?
Nothing.
What is...
go ahead. Go.
Okay, woo! This is...
Woo!
Thank you.
Okay, tape recording.
This is episode 213 of the True Bull Virtual Cast with Goonie and Nemo.
Yes.
Brought to you by J&D Mechanical, House of Hughes, and from the nondescript...
Woo! So what are you going to do?
Whoa!
What are you going to do about that, you know? Okay.
From the nondescript tactical finish, Nemosa Studios in beautiful... Ireland.
Okay.
Roscommon.
As far as you know. Yeah, and all this was speaking in truth today.
Do you know why I said Roscommon, Ireland?
Actually, I don't.
Okay. Well, let me explain. There is a show from a guy who is actually from Roscommon, Ireland.
Rust-Oleum?
His name is... Yes. His name is Richie D.
All right.
Okay. And he does a country music radio show called the Phoenix Country Radio Show.
Wait. In Ireland.
Yes. He does, and he puts on, you got to listen to this show. Richie D does a great show. It's Phoenix Country Radio. He's in Ireland, and he gave us a shout out this morning.
Wow.
And sent him the music, so hopefully you'll be hearing us on Phoenix Country Radio. But you listen to it, it's traditional country. It's country the way it's supposed to be. I don't know what got him into country music,
I
guess living in the country, it doesn't matter what part of the country you live in. If you live in country and you appreciate country music, it doesn't matter what part of the world. Because, I mean, Garth Brooks did huge concerts in Ireland. It's all about just coming out and just appreciating the music. And he seems to really love the music. And some of the music that he plays is a lot older.
Oh, cool.
But it's got that same heart of country feel. So shout out to Richie D and the Phoenix Country Radio from Roscommon, Ireland.
All you ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, tape recorder, if you're listening to this, why don't you go ahead and tune in on, and what's the title of that podcast?
It's Phoenix Country Radio.
Phoenix Country Radio.
Yeah.
And that's P-H-E-E-I-E-N-I-E-S?
Phoenix. The city.
P-E-N.
P-H-O-E-N-I-X.
Country Radio. Phoenix.
Right.
Okay. I don't have my ears on.
Okay, so this is our special IPA edition, Caskmates. Of Jameson.
Okay.
The reason I was late is because I did not have a clean cup. Apparently nobody does dishes here while I'm out.
I don't know what you're talking about.
And so I went to go wash the glass, and as I came back, it sounded like the show was going on without me.
We started the podcast when you sat down on the mic.
Well,
That's all I know.
I agree. It really doesn't start until I'm here. So.
Wow. So. You know what started and... ended very terribly.
Mm.
National championship.
Most of my relationships.
Oh, well, yeah, that too.
That national championship. As the first couple of days of the tournament went on, you could tell it was going to be a different tournament. Yep. And then as all of the top seeds, none of them made it to the final four.
And that's what happens.
That's what happens.
Okay.
It ended up just being really much ado about nothing.
Yeah.
There's a lot of parity in college basketball now, mostly because the NIL name, image, and likeness, people can sell themselves and actually get paid, you know, for who they are.
Yeah.
And they don't have to, you know, get their money under the table from the boosters anymore.
Nice.
They can get it, you know, the old-fashioned way, you know, just good old-fashioned payola.
Okay.
Pay to play. Kind of like radio stations these days, unfortunately.
Wow.
But I
you stink.
I do. And Ayatollah?
Well, you know.
What were your thoughts on it?
Well, I saw the game.
Yeah.
And after the second, the first half, oh, my goodness. Well, they were, San Diego was down by 15, I think.
Yeah.
And, myself started finding myself very, very bored and not caring, just like,
most of the players.
People about the open borders.
Yes.
But anyway.
Wow. I found it very interesting when they came back, cut it to 5, and then promptly lost by 15. It's just, I didn't care. I didn't care.
I don't care.
I wasn't interested in it at all. None of the teams there. I mean, UConn was the only team that I actually was just familiar with.
Yeah, UConn do
it. I mean, you look at Florida Atlantic, Fairleigh Dickinson, San Diego State. Those guys are usually more
good. More good.
They're geared more towards, you know, trying to make the top 10 of the biggest party schools in the country.
All right.
Not in anything leadership wise as far as athletics.
Nothing wrong with that.
Education. So you know, it was. I wanted more.
Okay, when you say that. That you wanted more. I saw John Wick 4.
Wow.
This past Sunday.
Exactly.
And, you know, it's John Wick. And,
it was a bomb.
It was a bomb. Yeah. I'm going to have to give it a C+, Goonie.
C+. I gave it 4 wicks. So I'd light the candle. I didn't even see it, and I'm giving it 4 wicks.
Wow, 4 wicks.
But that brings us to our segment of serial killers.
Yeah.
Because you know it's what movie or series are you watching? Are you streaming? That's killing time for you. So our serial killer segment started with Nemo giving his on John Wick. It is a series. It's a series of movies.
There you go. You are welcome.
My series that I just finished watching was really good. Was Daisy Jones and the Six?
Are you serious?
It was really good. Really good. It captured the 70s vibe. It was not a autobiography of Fleetwood Mac, but it's kind of skewed towards that.
And what is it? It was original music too.
Original music written specifically for the show.
All right.
And the cool thing was, as you're watching the show, you see those guys, you know, these actors, you know, on stage doing concerts, and you're like, yeah, but you know, they don't know how to play these instruments. Au contraire. The filming was supposed to start during the pandemic, right before, so they had to put off everything for a couple of years. So it gave all of these actors the time to learn how to play their instruments. So they're actually playing their instruments.
That is too cool.
The singers are singing. Everything that's played is them.
Wow.
Not
like some of the cover bands here in San Antonio.
Wow. I'm celebrating 50 years of music.
All right.
With my tribute band. Anyway, so I mean, but here's how real it was. Before they even started filming the series, they put on a one-hour concert. The director said, hey, I want you guys to show them that you know what you're doing. You know the music. You've been practicing. We're going to do an hour concert in front of the Netflix or the Amazon Prime execs. Y'all are going to come out, do a show in costume, in character, and see how y'all do. And they nailed it. So they actually did it. So I think they should actually go on tour. I mean, if you go on Spotify, their music is like 10, 15 million listens.
Are you serious?
Yes. So, I mean, it's good music. It's done well. It's produced, and it's done by those guys. It's kind of like what Garth Brooks wanted to do with that Chris Gaines story.
Except
done right.
Okay.
They actually, you know.
Wait. Who's done right?
He was the guy who wrote most of the music for Chris
how
Gaines.
How about that? Thanks,
we'll,
Don.
We'll go with that. You know, that
appreciate
is,
that.
That's bull. So we'll go with that.
This is all bull.
He
tape
was
recorder.
He was related to Don Was.
Don't believe anything that you hear on this station.
He's also related to Don Rickles.
And wait, I think.
Speaking of hockey.
Don't believe anything. Think that's true or is that bull when I say don't believe everything? Huh.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So if the guy tells you he's lying and the other guy says everybody in the room is a liar, who's telling the truth and who's lying about the truth?
Hey, somebody's out of order.
Hey, piss on a spark plug.
Oh, my goodness. We had a very, very interesting shift this past couple of days at the firehouse. I got to give a shout out right now.
You've got some very shifty
to
characters.
Damon Woods.
Wow.
Yeah, he's a paramedic at 23s. My goodness, he is a beast.
Wow. Does he know you're saying this?
I was on Rescue 5 with him, and we had to make a unknown medical, and it turned out, came out to be a even more serious situation. So he took charge, and well, let's just say that he made it happen.
Wow.
And by the grace of God and the laddies from Fire Station 17, the medic truck, guys, thank you so very, very much. Professional attitude showed, and you brought a man back to life, and my hat off to you. Love you guys. Outstanding work. Thanks a lot, Damon.
All right.
Appreciate you.
That's right.
And that is truth.
That is truth and semi-bull.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Believe it if you want.
All right.
So, we're going to change gears now and talk about a couple of events that are happening.
That's true.
This week, actually. Well, we have Easter, right?
Easter is happening. Yes, yeah. It is.
And the Summit Church up the street is going to have that big enormous Easter egg hunt where I think I have about 45,000 Easter eggs, and the kids run around, jump around, and go and find all these Easter eggs filled with candy and all sorts of fun stuff. This is going to happen on Saturday, so if you want to make it to Summit Church, just look them up. They're on Marshall Road, summitsa.com, and get your kids out there. It's going to be a blast, and we are praying for no rain, so get on it out there, all right?
Very, very, very few
eggs.
Yes.
Chickens?
Chickens.
Rabbits.
Yeah. It's a good thing they use the plastic eggs and not the real eggs because they might just come up with four eggs.
Or two chickens.
Two chickens.
Yeah. Yeah. We don't want that.
Who came first?
Mr. Howell.
Yes.
So, moving on.
Mrs. Howell liked to do other stuff.
To Virtual Country.
Yes.
Virtual Country is coming out with their second album.
Is it?
But listen, there is more.
Mm-hmm.
I've got to get the cat out of the bag.
Whoa.
We have sent and submitted a miniseries.
Wow.
Hopefully, in the hopes of being shown on Netflix, Hala, or whatever streaming service.
Hala, Hala, Ding Dong.
And, Goonie, why don't you go ahead and finish it off? Because this is exciting, exciting news, and it's going to happen.
It should happen. We did. We worked on some music. We were trying to, because we're going to be doing a tailgate on the 15th,
right?
Over at the Alamo Dome for the XFL.
Come on, Bulls!
We are going to be there for the SA Brahmas.
Right.
We'll be there with the San Antonio Fire Department at their tent, the local 624. As always, we're going to be playing some music. We're going to be doing some DJ work.
A little bit.
Drinking a couple of beers.
Right.
Maybe. And this will be on the 15th of April.
Okay.
All afternoon, all day, all morning. You know, can't drink all day if you don't start in the morning.
Fantastic.
And so we thought, well, you know, what this band, I mean, what this team doesn't have yet is an official song or a chant or anything like that.
No.
So we decided to try to write ourselves a chant. We didn't. We've got the backbones of it. There's a song that's going to be created eventually, but for now, it was just going to be the chant.
Yeah.
So we wrote ourselves a chant. We're going to send it over to the fine folks at the XFL, see if they will listen to it, see if they will like it, and make it the official chant.
I say we send it all the way to the top. Send it to Hulk.
Let's send it to Hulk. You know, or the other guy, the Big Dipper. What was his name?
Singer?
Yeah.
Martial arts?
The big bopper.
Oh, that's the guy. We're going to send it to him.
Hello, boppas.
Mm-hmm.
So
don't do that. Don't give it away.
Somebody's going to give
don't
it away.
Give
somebody's
that away.
Somebody's going to give it away.
Tape recorder, we hope that you are still listening on minute 15.
I'm not listening.
Okay. I know that. That's why I started talking about, rumble strips instead of speed bumps. What is that about?
Well, that depends on how well you shave yourself.
Okay. No, it's
not
in the roads.
Oh,
in the roads.
Why would you shave yourself on the road?
That's stupid. Here we go.
Why would you shave yourself on the road?
While we were on the road, we were able.
Oh, you were able?
Yeah.
I thought you were Nemo.
So,
Julian.
Just call me Abel when I'm driving.
I'm ready and willing.
I'm Abel. Okay.
Okay. Let's go.
So,
see your story.
What else is on the script?
Okay, so getting back to Daisy Jones and the Six, I would give it like 78 stars, you know, because it was, you know, right around 78 is when they were hitting their strides.
So. All right, that's cool.
So I'm looking forward to them to it's kind of a sad ending. It kind of just, you know, takes the air out of you, but it actually gives you hope. You know, kind of like all of my songs. They're very sad.
Oh, yeah.
But they give you
yeah.
hope. They give you hope, and sometimes they give you a bad rash.
All your teeth are brown.
And you're round.
And your feet are gray.
And your feet are gray.
That wasn't, that was in 78, wasn't it?
I don't know.
68.
I don't know, but that was more like
the summer of 42.
Peace and love and all of that happy horse manure.
Yes, whales. Shave the whales, people.
Bro.
Shave them.
Bro, I'm telling you. I'm telling you. It was great. It was great. So,
okay,
yeah.
So let's say goodbye then.
So we're looking forward to... No, we're not saying
no goodbye
yet. We're looking forward to tailgating on the 15th.
All right.
We're looking forward to, just having a lot of good time. We'll be in Victoria, Texas on the 14th.
Yep.
So all our friends down in Victoria, come and see us, the Menchaca Trio.
We're en route.
We'll be doing it. We'll be doing that. Hopefully hitting some radio stations between here and there. We'll be back with the coach in May.
Now it's the Menchaca Trio, and I wanted to shorten it to 3M, but we got this email that said, you cannot call yourselves 3M. I was like, who do you think you are?
Yeah, it was a very sticky situation with
so
the tape.
They were 3M, and they, I don't know, some guy.
They make scotch tape. I told them I like half of you. So
we are going to be able.
Yes.
Julian. En route to Victoria.
Yes, we are going to be. Who's Victoria?
I don't know, some guy. He probably has an Easter bunny. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls.
Here it comes. Here
tape
it comes.
Recorder, listen to this.
Here it is. Here it is.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Ether.
Ether who?
Ether bunny.
Wow.
Hey, knock, knock, knock.
Oh, yes. Who's there?
Stella.
Stella who?
Stella, another ether bunny.
Wow.
Uh-huh. Yeah. No. But wait, there's more.
Damn it.
Hey, Goonie, knock, knock.
Who's there?
Consumption.
Consumption who?
Consumption be done about the ether bunny?
Wow.
All right. That's all. Wait. Hey, Goonie, knock, knock.
Who's there?
Cargo.
Cargo who?
Cargo, beep, beep, run over ether bunnies. Clap, clap, clap.
Thank God. Thank God the ether bunny is gone.
Yep, that's my 2-minute
because
riddle.
Because, Ether, you were going to stop telling those jokes or I was going to take a big dump in your hat.
That's a good knock-knock joke there, bloke.
Here's your hat. Here's your hat.
Nope. Let's go home.
Okay. Well, we hope you guys have enjoyed the show. I don't know if I enjoyed the show, but until next time, you've been listening to episode 213 of the True Bull Virtual Cast with Goonie and Nemo, brought to you by the House of Hughes J&T Mechanical and Tactical Finish, recorded live at the Tactical Finish Nemosa Studios. Until next time, just remember that if you think it's true, it's true. If you think it's bull, it's bull. If you don't think, well, then you're probably one of our listeners, and we thank you. We thank you, and we'll see you next time.
Okay, bye-bye.
And that's right.
Oh, yes.